Yeah, honourable members must stop playing with their phones. I think we have engaged the presentations, four presentations that we had. SALGA and magistrates presented to us. Let us submit the bona fide apology of SALGA. They had to be excused because they are having another session in PE about the same issue of remuneration of councillors. So they asked us to excuse them. But let me assure you that your presentations that you made were very helpful and are going to take us forward. That was like are going to help us in terms of crafting our report. And to submit to the broader forum of the ad hoc committee. And then whenever we need a detailed information on the perspective and the views that one institution hold, we will send our officials to ask for such information, and I believe that everybody has signed an attendance register. But then I want to say again, we have learned a lot. You know, we always say in one organization, revolutionaries learn until they die. So we learn a lot. And information is power, and it empowers you as a person to reach to a particular conclusion and to have an element in the context of leadership, what we call judicious leadership. Look, like I've said in my so-called chairperson was saying, was summarizing that. I always say to people, summarizing is a skill. Eh? Not everybody can summarize deliberations of a meeting. It's a serious skill. We are going to have twofold process. Like I highlighted or aforesaid, that we are going to focus on the recommendations made by our primary stakeholders, and then front-load that in our crafted report for engagement and discussion in the broader forum of the ad hoc committee, and without leaving aside and duplicating the issues that affect the same primary stakeholders that will enable them be part of permit. But the key issue here is we are at one in terms of the affordability of permit, one. The second issue, we are at one on the issues that talks to the salary structure of what you call public office bearers. We are one on that one. We are one again on the issues that seeks to be dealt with, that permit can only be sustainable if we have young members coming in, and in terms of numbers. We are alive to the challenge that the membership of SALGA is, allow me to say, is fading in terms of age. Now the coming in of young members and in terms of numbers is a serious issue that will eject or inject sustainability of SALGA as an institution. And we are left to the reality that again members, the current members of Parliament and even judiciary, your first portion of your input, Judge, was very good. Or let me say, I took your input into two sections. Let me put it that way, because you spoke about the reality that is facing all of us, the reality that is facing the so-called members of Parliament, the affordability of Parliament as a medical aid, and the challenges on that. And then at the bottom of your input, you said issues of the salary structure. Let us not fight what is not the real cause, but a symptom. Let's deal with the cause issue. And the cause issue is the salary structure of this public representatives. Now, that will be captured in our crafted program that will be submitted to the board committee. And any possibility that will talk of merging GEMS and PAMET will not be for this subcommittee, will be for the entire committee and parliament to talk about that. Remember, we highlighted the challenges that are facing GEMS as an institution. We are alive to the challenge that calls on us as policymakers and lawmakers to amend legislation in the main that talks to PAMET. And the amendment to that legislation are amendments that definitely we believe will be in the best interest of all those who are affected and beneficiaries of PAMET. But going beyond that situation of the beneficiaries, going beyond to the current setup structure, beneficiaries of PAMET, but say, what is the possibility of bringing other members? Now, the kernel of the issue here is the amendment of the Act, that piece of legislation. Because we are called to respond to the reality that is existing before us. One, as citizens, because before you are a magistrate or a judge, you are a citizen in South Africa. Before we are members of parliament, we are citizens in this country. Now, the interest that's supposed to inform our subconscious is the interest of the majority of our people outside there, because we are public representatives within the context of the state. Now, definitely, the issue of change and continuity is a scientific principle that, as the subcommittee, we understand and we have a grasp on, and we'll maintain that as a scientific principle. Now, Chair, I will give you to have a closing remarks for this session of ours. Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. Today we had the fourth presentation. According to the program that we had, the other presentation was for next week. So we will have a meeting next week at 12:30. until 2, then we will be informed of the venue. And I think the next meeting we will then start, we'll have the full fledged committee to look at the report itself. Our content advisor and working with ourselves and the team, the technical team, have studied in drafting the report, so we'll present it to yourselves so that then you can have an input and then we adopt. But we'd like once again to thank magistrates, judge, Parmet, Salga in absentia, and most importantly also members, honourable members, for coming. We know that it's constituency period.